I'm Elizabeth Reese.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
And this is The Nest, our mini-sode that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. And this month, we're doing another edition of Watch, Read, Listen, where we talk about what we're watching, what we're reading, and what we're listening to. It's a really good self-explanatory concept with a name that accurately reflects what we're doing. And I find it to be wonderful. Okay, Marjorie, yes. This is really fun. What are you watching? What are you into right now?
Okay, so I'm on episode 10 of Ken Burns's The Vietnam War.
Ooh.
This is unrelenting, Elizabeth. Not a surprise for a 28-year war.
It was tiresome. Yes, it was not good.
But it is, it's really, obviously, I mean, it's a Ken Burns production. It's really good. But I'm sort of amazed at how much of the nuance of why we were in it so long, I didn't really know.
Oh.
And so that's been really interesting to see. And I suppose if I had read one book on the Vietnam War, I would have known all these things, but I hadn't. It's really hard. I will say I'm sort of forcing myself to finish it because I feel like I should. And right now, I just finished an episode where in 1973, after Nixon announced that the war had ended, the POWs are coming home. And I can't get my head around the unbearable pain on all sides. I mean, 58,000 soldiers died, American soldiers.
Ugh.
2 million Vietnamese. 2 million Vietnamese died during the Vietnam War. And it's just, so a lot of it, as I'm watching it, I have all these conflicted feelings about being so grateful that I'm living right now in a country where our homeland is at peace, but feeling very sad for all of the areas of the world that are in conflict right now.
Isn't that the truth?
And so that's, it's just, it's sort of that balancing act of, you know, how do we keep getting here over and over and over again?
So how many episodes are they in? Are there, and how long are they? And is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. I think I'm just on 10. I haven't looked to see how many more there are, but each episode is like an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, so it's intense. That is a really intense.
It's really intense. Yep. What are you watching right now?
Okay, so I'm watching something decidedly not intense, a very different tone. And I'm going to call it Bleeps Creek, because that's what I have to call it when I'm on TV or radio.
Yes.
And even though I know I'm allowed to say that word on this show, on this podcast, I'm too afraid. So, whatever.
I'm with you.
Bleeps Creek. Yeah. It's SCHITT'S Creek. We'll call it Bleeps Creek.
There you go.
And it is very, very funny. So if you haven't watched it, it's just a quick little kind of sitcom-y show. I think there are 6 seasons. I'm only on the first season. It's a Canadian sitcom.
Well, it's the guy from, oh gosh, I can't believe I can't remember his name. It's two of the
it's
people
Eugene
from
Levy.
There you go, from SCTV.
Yes.
Oh,
so
that's great.
It's about Johnny Rose and his family who suddenly find themselves broke. And then they're forced to leave their pampered lives to regroup in Bleeps Creek, and hilarity ensues.
There you go.
And it's just very funny, and it's quick little episodes. You know, it's just entertaining. The characters are totally over the top, and I'm just enjoying it. Like, I'm kind of, this is the polar opposite of you watching something that's an hour and 45 minutes an episode.
Yes.
And has like a deep meaning. I'm watching something that's 21 minutes an episode and has no meaning, but it's just kind of entertaining.
Welcome to being a full-time working mom. That is just where you need to be.
Okay, so what are you reading?
Right now I'm reading, and I'm only about 50 pages in, and it's a book called How the Scots Invented the Modern World, the true story of how Western Europe's poorest nation created our world and everything in it. I got to say, I'm not loving it. I don't know that I'm going to make it through. I bought this, and I hate to say it was a pity purchase, but I was at this really cute little independent bookstore, and I just felt like I have to buy something. Like when I go into an independent bookstore, I just feel so bad if I don't walk, you know, if I walk out without anything. So I saw this. I'm Scottish, partially. I thought, okay, this will be good. I'm not loving it yet. I'm going to give it probably another 50 pages, but that's what I'm reading right now.
Well, they should have tightened up the title a little bit. I mean, that's a very long
title. That might be the problem. The author's a little long-winded. I'm not loving it.
Long title.
Long title. Not loving it, but I'm trying.
My read pick is something that I haven't started yet because it just came out today, but I am going to start it, and it's Catch and Kill by Ronan Farrow.
Ooh, talk about heavy.
Yeah, no kidding. So Ronan Farrow, the book, is all about his investigation into Harvey Weinstein. Yikes. And how he essentially uncovered that Harvey Weinstein was not a great guy.
Yeah.
And is not a great guy. And a lot of it goes into a lot of criticism of NBC News, which Ronan Farrow says squashed the story because they were loyal to Harvey Weinstein. There's also a lot about Matt Lauer and him being ousted. And so, of course, as somebody who is a former journalist, that would be me, and someone who worked in TV news for a long time, I find this whole dynamic to be fascinating. Yeah. And then also the whole idea of Ronan Farrow being sort of his own man and his own island when it comes to journalistic investigations. And so he's not beholden to any media company. It's really interesting. The book just came out today as we're recording this. So I definitely have that on my immediate list to get reading. I think it's going to be fascinating.
You know, I think it's the kind of book that particularly for young women starting out in their careers, I say this without having read it. I'll probably read it too. This idea of sexual harassment in the workplace to the extreme, especially these accusations that came out against Matt Lauer, they're so complicated. And I think that it's a really, well, I won't say any more until I read the book, but I think for women starting in the workplace, I'm hoping that things have changed. I'm hoping that there isn't the kind of sexual harassment that seemed rampant in the news business in the 80s and 90s, and certainly in the movie business. Were you ever sexually harassed?
You know what's really funny is that I didn't think that I was, and I said as much on the radio when we've talked about this very topic. Right. And then I went back when I was looking through all of my like high school memorabilia. I happened to find this one old diary that I kept. I'm a believer in cutting up diaries. I don't believe in keeping diaries. I don't even like to write in them.
Right.
But in the diary, I outlined this harassment by a line cook at a restaurant that I was waitressing at.
Oh,
and I talk about this in my diary, and I had completely blocked out that had happened. Yeah. Completely.
Oh, that's really interesting. Well, I look forward to hearing about the book if you read it before I do, which you probably will, as to whether it's something you would recommend young women read. Because I think what happens for a lot of young women is they don't know how to react to it, and they don't know how much they're allowed necessarily to fight it. And so I think that I'll be interested to see if this book is useful in any way for young women. Okay, what are you listening to?
Okay, so what I'm listening to is a podcast that I was actually just a guest on, and the episode is going to come out in the next couple of weeks. So it's called Real Leaders with Rashini. And Rashini Rajkumar is a former journalist. She does professional coaching, corporate coaching, and then she also does some amazing speaking. She is a host on WCCO radio here in the Twin Cities. She's wonderful and super connected and just like loves getting to know people, finding out what makes them tick and helping them be better. She's really great. And so she does this podcast called Real Leaders with Rashini. And what's fun about it is that they're only like 15-minute long episodes. In fact, when I was a guest on hers, I was like, is this it? This is the only amount of time I get. Why do you feel like this should go by so fast? And we were laughing and having a great time. But she's really pointed in terms of her questioning about, you know, what's like, she looks at these people that she's having a conversation with and finds out what inspires her about that person and then tries to share it with the audience.
Oh,
she's
love
a pro broadcaster.
Right.
I mean, and we talk about this with podcasts. We're really happy to be in the fray of podcasts. There are so many podcasts, and if you've been listening to them, you know that not all of them are great. And so Rashini puts together a great product. So Real Leaders with Rashini, fun, fabulous, and meaningful stuff. I think if you like our conversations here on Best to the Nest, you'll like hers as well.
Oh, wonderful. And right now I'm listening to something which was kind of a little tradition, even though we weren't on the radio together for many, many years. But I remember we talked about this at the time, and I love listening to it every Halloween. It's a Jerry Seinfeld stand-up bit about Halloween and candy. Do you remember this?
100%, and it's essential listening in our house, even not around Halloween. We just listen to it randomly just because we think it's so funny.
Get the candy. Gotta get the candy. Gotta get the candy. So if you don't know what we're talking about, we'll put a link when we post the podcast. But it's easy to find on YouTube. Just load in Jerry Seinfeld Halloween, and the routine will come up. And I laugh every single time. And I know the routine. I could probably do the routine, and I laugh every single time.
It is so good.
If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share it with a friend. If you're super motivated, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And please reach out to us. You can find both of us on Instagram at Best to the Nest or at Eliz Reese and at It's Me Marjorie1. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter. Don't eat all the candy at one time.
Do you hear that, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Do you hear that? That's my son calling.
Yay!
So if you think this isn't a real podcast, that we have real children, we do. Happy Halloween, everybody.